Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share this podcast with someone else. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for another opportunity to pray to you. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to pray on behalf of those who are in need. Thank you for another opportunity to stand in the gap and intercede, Father God, on behalf of those who are broken, those who are hurting, those who are in despair, those who are in distress, Father God, those who are hopeless, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those who don't have any faith on today, those who are going through, Father God, those who are in physical pain, Father God, those who are in emotional distress, Father God, those who are in mental anguish, Father God, Lord God, I just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for allowing us, Father God, to come to you, Father God, believing by faith, Father God, that you can do all that we ask you to do, Father God. So, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to touch each and every person on today. Touch us in a way that we need to be touched, Father God. In the name of Jesus, meet our need, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, my need may not be like someone else. My need may not be like their need, Father God, and their need may not be like my need, Father God, but we all have a need on today. So I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will meet every need on today. I pray, Father God, for those who are in mental anguish. I pray for those in emotional distress, Father God. I pray for those that are in spiritual warfare, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will give them the equipment, Father God, equip them and empower them, Father God, to overcome, Father God, the spiritual warfare that they're in, Father God. Give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, how to overcome, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Allow them to rely on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we can't go through a spiritual warfare in the natural, Father God. So we have to be prayed up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We have to be strengthened by your might and by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit, Father God, in order to overcome, Father God. So I pray for each and every person that's in a spiritual warfare, Father God. I pray for all those who are being spiritually attacked, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you will draw us closer to thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to touch us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray and ask you, Father God, that you will allow us to get into your word, Father God, and allow us not to read just to be reading, Father God. Allow us not to read as if we're just trying to get through it, Father God, but allow us to read with a purpose, Father God. Help us to read, Father God, to get a better understanding of you and your character. Help us to read so we can know what your written promises are, so we can stand on your promises when we are going through, Father God. Allow us to read so we can know what you expect from us, Father God, so we can live a more holy life, Father God, so we can live a more righteous life, Father God, so we can live a life that's more pleasing unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to read, Father God, so our minds can be renewed. Help us to read, Father God, so our hearts can be transformed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to read so we can grow closer to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to read so we can get more connected to you, so we can go higher in you and deeper in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will transform each of us on today. Help us to, Father God, to live a life of purpose, Father God. Help us to live a life that's pleasing unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, regardless of what we're going through, Father God, Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to do things the way you want us to do it, Father God. It doesn't matter what no one else says, Father God, as long as you are pleased with our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as long as you are pleased with the way we are doing things, that's all that matters, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to get discouraged, Father God, as we're going through the process. Help us to be able to truly trust the process, Father God. Help us to truly trust you, Father God. Help us to truly lean on you, Father God. Help us to truly have our hope in you, Father God. Help us to truly believe you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, if we're never in your word, Father God, if we're not connected to you, Father God, how can we believe you can heal? How can we believe that you can save? How can we believe that you can deliver? How can we believe that you can make a way out of no way, Father God? So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus on today, that you will look down upon each and every person, Father God, and help us to be more like you on today. Help us to conform to you and not to this world. And Lord God, I thank you. And Lord God, I seal you with a praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name, I pray. Amen and amen.